There are some people out there that want you to change the way we traditionally think about DNA. The audio you hear is mostly static, 98% to be precise. That's the same amount of our genetic code that does not create any proteins at all. It's just noise. That little bit at the end, you probably noticed it, even though it was the only remaining 2%. That's the amount of DNA that actually does something. The amount you actually notice. Why? It creates proteins. It creates us. So don't listen to scientists with an agenda to redefine junk DNA. Don't listen to scientists that redefine what makes our DNA useful. Don't listen to the noise. Concerned Scientists for Traditional DNA is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by Concerned Scientists for Traditional DNA. There are some people out there that want you to change the way we traditionally think about DNA. The audio you hear is... Sounds like there are some scientists out there that don't want the status quo shaken up on quote-unquote junk DNA. It seems that their outdated phrase that was coined in the 70s by Susumu Ono just doesn't apply anymore. And they aren't happy about it. But that doesn't make non-coding DNA that doesn't produce proteins any less useful, no matter what these other scientists claim. How about we listen to their ad, but with all the so-called noisy junk cut out? Doesn't sound so great without all the junk, don't you think? Maybe our quote-unquote traditional DNA relies just as much on the non-coding DNA that sits alongside it. So when some scientists try and tell you about useless junk DNA, tell them you aren't hearing it, and that the phrase junk DNA is just a bunch of noise. The Non-Coding DNA Alliance is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the Non-Coding DNA Alliance.